Okay, so like Sam said, my name is Krista Wentworth. I am a junior at Chadron State College, and I am studying human biology. So before we get started, let's pray. Dearly Father, I just thank you for this day and this possibility to be up here and tell about your work through my life and the gift that you've given me, God. This is the greatest story I get to tell and how it's impacted my life. God, calm my heart. God, no matter what I say, you will use it. And just give me that faith in knowing that you will. In your name, amen. So I grew up in the church. My dad is a pastor of two churches back home. And so I grew up going to church and Sunday school and Bible studies and VBS all throughout my life. So at a very young age, I knew who Jesus was, and I knew that he came to save us. He came to forgive us of our sins. And with this, I had a lot of head knowledge. I knew a lot about the Bible. I could tell you the stories. But it became this life of checking things off, going to church because my parents wanted me to, doing it because that's what was expected of me. And so I lived my life that way. In high school, I'm a very people-pleasing person. I like to make people happy. I like to have people like me. And I lived that way. I lived two different lives. I lived a life where I'd go with my friends, I'd go party, I'd go do these things Saturday night. And then the next morning, I'd get up, go to church, and sit in the pew and be this perfect Christian and live this life. And so that life, junior year of high school, it kind of changed. It seemed like every step and every way I went, something was taken away from me. I wasn't able to do sports. I lost friendships. I lost a relationship, all these things. And I was mad. I turned to God and I was like, why? Like, why would you do this? Everything was going well. Why? And I was just so mad. And so at this time, I had a lot of people who were praying for me, a lot of people who had saw the way I was living and saw that it wasn't pleasing to God and saw it and saw my hurt. And so they were praying for me. And after several talks with my sister, she sat down with me and she said, Krista, I want you to go to your Bible. I want you to look at your life and look how you're living your life and compare it to what God asks us and how he asks us to live as Christians. And so I did. And so through several months of going through my Bible and seeing what God calls us to do and seeing how God wants us to live, I saw how wrong my life was, how I was seeking my satisfaction in things of this world, how I was looking for hope in things and people and friendships, and how I was seeking only that, but not God. And that wasn't the way to go. God was pursuing me, and he was loving me, even when time after time I spat in his face when I chose something else, when I chose everything above him and put him on the back burner. And I figured I could live the life I wanted to live in this world, and then later when I get married and I'm older and I have a job, that's when I'd be a good Christian. That's when I would do everything right. And I thought I could use God that way. I thought I could just take him out when I needed him. And so through several months of just God working on my heart and showing me that the satisfaction of this world is nothing, that I was always going to be missing something, and I was always going to not have what I wanted. And so he showed me that true satisfaction comes through him and him alone, and the foundation that he has set through growing up in the church and knowing that he is the king, and that everything I do should be to glorify him, and everything I should do should be for him. And so now, junior year of college, 4 years since Jesus worked amazing things in my life, it's still a constant thing. I live in a major that's very taxing, very time-consuming. It asks a lot of time for studying. It asks a lot of time of being in classes and studying these hard things. And it's easy to get caught up in looking for the best grade. It's this community of people in the science building that's very competitive. comparing who has the better grade, who's smarter, who's better at this and not at this. And so it's super easy for me to get caught up in that and to see that and think that my grades are what are going to define me in this life. And then God has just been working through me, just showing me that that test I just took that I might not have done good on, in a light of eternity, it's nothing. It's not important. Through that time in my Bible and the time learning from him and what he has for me is worth so much more. And God has truly blessed me coming to Chadron. He's blessed me with friends who have encouraged me and friends who pushed me to pursue the Lord. Women in the church who are pouring into my life and just blessing me through that. And I can stand up here and say that my life is perfect now, and that's definitely not true. There's days when it's hard. It's hard to get in my Bible. It's hard to pray. Things just don't go right. But everything that's not going right is when I look to the world and look for my standards in the world. And I just realized just how truly great that gift is. Like Sam said, the gift of Jesus coming to save us and die for my sins and your sins is so great. And his grace and his mercy just blows my mind every time I think about it. I wrote this down and we went through it real fast. But God just is continually working through my life and working to show me things that I still hold on to, things of this world that aren't what he's called us to do. And just it's challenging, it's hard, and Christianity isn't easy, but we have this amazing God, this God who sent his son to save us, and his son for everything that we need, and that's where our satisfaction is, and that's where God has just been working in my life day in and day out through people in my life and through his word, and just showing me what my life as a Christian and as a believer and as a adopted daughter of God is and what it should be. And so I just thank you, and it's just an amazing gift, and I hope you get to know what it is. Thank you.